Mishnah, hey, says Mishnah, there was a minhag in the place called in Eretz Yisrael called Yehuda, a place in Eretz Yisrael, that the once a couple got engaged, so even right after the engagement period, after after they had an Eirusin, before the Nisuin is the marriage, the Eirusin, which is the same as Kiddushin, is the engagement, so after they got engaged, already then they would have Yichud together. That meant that they would go into, they would spend some time just them alone. And the reason for this is so that already after the Eirusin period, they would get to know each other, so they were ready to go straight into the marriage, having already known each other properly. And therefore, Ha'oichel Eitzel Chomiv, one who ate by their in-laws, that's why they did it. When a man got engaged to a woman, he went to his future wife's family's house, and he would spend time with her, just them alone, for a certain amount of time. So one who did that, and he ate by their house, Yehuda, in the place called Yehuda, that was where they had this minhag, Shaloi be'edim without edim, meaning what? Meaning that they were by themselves, without any other people there. So when it comes to when they actually get married, and he wants to now make a tanis basulim, let's say another case, he comes, a normal case, where he comes, he gets married to her, they go and have marital relations, and he sees that actually she's not a basula, so he wants to make a tanas basulim again. A tanas basulim means that he claims that he got engaged to her as thinking she was a basula, and then he comes to have relations with her, and he finds out that she's not a basula. So the Mishnah says if he did this, however, after the Eirusin period, that means that he could have had relations with her. We don't know. They were by themselves already, and there were no edim, and therefore Eino Yochel Litoin Tanas Basulim, he's not allowed to make a claim of a Tanas Basulim, because he's already had Yichud with her, he's already spent time alone with her, and he could have had relations with her, making her a non-Basulah, and therefore he's not believed. Okay, second part of the Mishnah, another din. Achas Almanas Yisov, Achas Almanas Kain. Whether an Almona, again, we have two women. One is a Basula, that means she's never had relations before. One is an Almona, meaning she has had relations before. The Ksuba of an Almona, again, like we said in the last year, the Ksuba of an Almona is 100 Zuz. For a Basula, it's 200 Zuz. So now what happens? You've got an Almona, but this Almona, she's a Kain. Yeah, so usually we have, there are certain halachas where Kain, a female Kain or a male Kain, they're considered more Choshev. And therefore, you might think that an almona of a kohen might still, maybe her ksuba is still under 200 zuz, or maybe it's more than a Yisrael almona. So the Mishnah says, no, achas amnas Yisrael, whether it be an almona who is a Yisrael, achas amnas kohen, whether it be an almona who's a female kohen, even though she's a bit more choshev, still ksubos almona, the ksuba is still only 100 zuz. However, says the Mishnah, basin shel kohanim, there was a special basin of the kohanim, they were by the Beis HaMikdosh, and they had a minhag that how you go even la basula, they would collect for the basula, meaning they would designate for the ksuba of a basula who was a kohenes, yeah, a female kohen, about meis zuz, 400 zuz. So even more than a whereas a bas yisrael was a 200 zuz for a basula, for a kohenes it was double that, it was 400 zuz. The chachom did not object, they didn't protest. And they allowed that since, at the end of the day, a female kohen does have better yichus. She is more choshev, therefore the chacham allowed it. Okay, the next three or so mishnayos all have a common theme. And we're going to have Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer arguing with Rabbi Yeshua. And they're all going to be quite similar cases. We're going to see. Let's go with the first one. Hanosis or Ishawan, who marries a woman. And again, like a normal case of Tanas Basulim, he doesn't find that she's a basula, meaning he's now going to make a Tanas Basulim. So they go to Basin the next day, and she claims, no, you know what? Here, Maris, she says, Mishe'i rasti ne'enasti. It's true, actually, when you got engaged to me, I didn't lie, I was a basula. It was since we got engaged that someone actually forced me to have relations with them, and that's why I'm no longer a basula. But when you were makadish to me, when you got engaged to me, I was a basula, so I didn't lie. V'nistach v'sodecha, and therefore, you've lost out. Meaning what? You've lost out now because you need to give me a ksuba, because the halacha is, if Tanas Basulim, which he makes, is true, and actually she did trick him, she needs to get divorced from him without a ksuba. But in this case, she didn't trick him, because it was after she got engaged that she became a non-basula, and therefore she still deserves her ksuba, and v'nistach v'sodecha, it literally means your field has been flooded, it's been lost out. Meaning you've lost out and you need to pay me the ksuba. However, he says, no, the halo omer, and the other one says, meaning he says, the man says, loichi, that's not the case, elo adjle rastich, it happened before I got engaged to you, v'yomikchi mekachtos, and my acquiring of you was a mistaken acquiring, meaning you tricked me, and you weren't a basula, and therefore, you should not get a ksuba. So basically, this is pretty much a normal case of tanas basulim, but the woman claims that actually it happened after they got engaged. So what's the halacha? Who do we believe? Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer umu ne'menes. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say, ne'menes, she is believed. The reason for this is, there are a number of reasons, we're basically going to understand the reason as follows. A woman has a chazoka. What is a chazoka? A chazoka means that whatever status you are in at the moment, for example, if a woman is not married, she has a chazoka of being not married. Unless there's a reason to assume anything's changed, we assume that she remains as she has been until now, and therefore she has a chazoka of not being married. Here, she has a chazoka of being a basula. No one assumes she's not a basula. No one assumes she's been married before, and therefore she has a chazoka of a basula. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that we believe her because she has a chazoka of being a basula and not being married or had relations before. We're just going to mention another reason, which is just to bring in a very important concept over here. There's a concept called Bori Veshema, Bori Odif. Very important concept in Shas. And that means Bori Veshema, if there's a definite claim, Veshema and a maybe claim, meaning one person has a definite claim and the other is not sure, he's saying it that it might be as so, Bori Odif. We believe the one who says a definite claim. What does that mean? Over here, the husband has no idea whether she, when she became a non-basula. He's just assuming, oh, you know what, maybe it happened afterwards, or maybe it happened before the erusin. She, assuming she's not lying, she can know definitely. Meaning that she, it happened to her, and it's talking about her. So for her, it's a definite claim. Whatever she says, she knows what the truth is. Whereas it's impossible for him to know. He's only ever going to reach the stage of a shema, of saying, oh, maybe it happened before the erusin. Maybe you had a relation before the erusin. But he can never know for sure. And therefore we say, Bori v'shema, if someone can make a definite claim and someone else's claim could only be a shema, only a perhaps claim. So we believe the Bori, and therefore we believe her because she's the one who definitely knows the truth. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Leib Piha Anu Chaim, we're not living by her mouth, meaning we don't believe her. She has a chazoka actually of the other way around. She has a chazoka of having had relations before she got engaged. And she tricked him until she brings a proof for her words. And the reason for Yeshua is another very important concept in Shas, which is one who tries to take something from someone else. He needs to go bring a proof that it's his. For example, let's say I come to you and I say, that scarf of yours, it's mine. Yeah, and you say, no, it's mine. So we both got the Beis Din. Who do we believe? The answer is, whoever had the scarf in their rishus, whoever owned the scarf, whoever was holding on to it, we believe him, unless the person who's trying to get it from him brings the proof. So too in our case. It's the woman who's trying to get the ksuba, the money, from the husband. And therefore, unless she brings a proof, she's not believed, she needs to bring a proof in order to receive her ksuba. Okay, next to Mishnah is very similar. He omeris if she says, so again, he comes to Beis Din with a Tanas Basulim, and she says, you know what, you're correct, I'm not necessarily a basula, but mukas eitz ani, I'm a mukas eitz. We had this once before already. A mukas eitz is a woman who is no longer a basula, but not a result of having her having had relations. It's only a result of an injury she had, and because of that, her body changed, and she's no longer a basula. So, the halacha is, even though we had a machlekes before in Mishnah Gimel, where we had a machlekes of Meir and Lachachom, Reb Meir held that a mukas eitz, since she didn't have relations, so she's still a basula. But Lachachom said, at the end of the day, her body has changed in a way that a basula's body changes once she had relations, and therefore, she's not a basula. We pass like Lachachomim, that a mukas eitz is considered a non-basula, and her ksuba is only 100 zuz. However, there's a difference between a mukas eitz and a non-basula, a normal non-basula. That is, what happens if she gets engaged to him and she says, you know, I'm a basula. And then he comes along, he sees actually she's not a basula. So with a normal non-basula, she loses, if he's telling the truth and she actually did trick him, so she loses her whole ksuba and she does not receive any ksuba. However, with a mukas eitz, even though she might have tricked him, since at the end of the day she's not a completely non-basula, she didn't have any relations, and therefore she still receives her ksuba. even though she sort of tricked him, she still receives Ragsuba of 100 zuz. So when he comes to Basin, he comes to Basin, he says, you know what, you're not a Basula. However, here, Mayas, she says, Mukas 8, Sunny, you know what, it's true, I'm not a Basula, but I'm a Mukas 8. And therefore, what? Therefore, she should receive Ragsuba. Huimer, Loichi, he says, it's not the case, Elo, but Drusas Ish at, you are someone who has had relations with a man. And therefore, you should not receive any ksuba. So again, we're going to have exactly the same machloikas. So Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Ne'emes. So Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say she's believed. Again, why? Either because she has a chazoka of being a basula, of not having had relations illegally before without anyone knowing. And number two, also because it's bori v'shem or bori odif. She can have a definite claim. She knows whether she's had relations, and therefore we believe her. However, again, Rabbi Yoshua says, no, we're not living by her mouth, we don't believe her. She has the chazoka of being had relations with a man, until she brings a proof for her words. And the reason for this is, again, because she is trying to get the money from him, and therefore she needs to bring the proof that she is not a Mukas 8, that she is a Mukas 8 and not having had relations. Okay, Mishnah Ches, last Mishnah of the day. If they saw her, meaning Adam saw her, speaking with someone in the marketplace. Now, the Gemara actually explains, not just speaking, but Adam saw them go into a place together, just them. So, meaning, you had Adam that they had Yichud. Obviously, the Adam can't be there at the time, because by definition, it's not Yichud, because Yichud means it's just them two together. So what does it mean? It means that Adam saw them go into a room together, just them two. Omulo, they said to her, Mativo Shoze, what's the goodness of this person? Meaning, who is this? And I've got to add in the words, the he Omeris, and she says, Ish Ploin Vichoinhu, he is so and so, Vichoinhu, and he is a Kohen. Now, this obviously doesn't mean he's a Kohen, but it means that the person she had relations, let's say she had relations, because once she's had Yichud, so now she's assumed to have relations with him. Yeah, because she shouldn't have had Yichud, so now she's sort of made herself have a Chazaka of actually having relations with him. So now there are certain people, if a woman has relations illegally with someone, then she is allowed to marry a Kohen, usually, unless she was married before, or unless she had relations with a Nosin or a Mamzer. A Mamzer is someone who was born out of an illegal relations, and he is not allowed to marry into the Jewish people. And also a Nosin is... it comes up many times in Shas. There are a certain group of people who, in the times of Yeshua, from the Givonim, they were slaves for the Jewish people, and they kind of intermingled with the Jewish people. But they are not allowed to marry within us. And therefore, she says, Ishplein, he's so-and-so, V'chayin hu, and if I would have had relations with him, I'm still allowed to marry a Kohen. Basically, that's a complicated way of saying that the person she had relations with is not a Nosin or a Mamzer. Okay, so again, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, and Emet. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say she's believed. Why? Because she has a chazoka. This time, Bori Vashem and Bori Odif doesn't necessarily apply. But we're going to learn the reason is because of a chazoka. Again, she's got a chazoka of, even though she's hasn't necessarily got a chazoka of not having had relations, but she has a chazoka of, you know, being at least a sort of half-decent woman, and that she's not going to have relations with someone who she's never allowed to have relations with. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, we're not living by our mouth, we don't believe her. So she has a chazoka of actually having had relations with a nosin or a mamzer, until she brings a proof for her words. Now, as well as the reason of Rabbi Yeshua in the previous Mishnayos of Hamitz Mechadeo of Haraya, that she needs to bring the proof that she deserves her ksuba, here Rabbi Yeshua has another reason. Because whereas usually you might say that she has a chazoka of not having had illegal relations or not having had such illegal relations, here she's ruined her chazoka because she had yichud with him. So we're already suspecting her of having had illegal relations. So since she's lost that chazoka, Rabbi Yeshua holds, she's also lost the chazoka of marrying someone she's allowed to marry or having relations with him. And therefore, we even suspect her of having had relations with a Nosin or a Mamzer, since she's messed up her chazoka by having yichud with him, which was not allowed.